Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's Andy Baskin, the word again.
Home, H-O-M-E.
Okay, there we go. That's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. Meredith's taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan, behind the glass, running the show.
Let's get serious now.
Larry Nance Jr., according to reports, on his way back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's a good move. That's a good move.
I think so.
Larry is a good all-around basketball player, does a lot of things that other guys don't do. He's a better passer, I think, than he gets credit for being. I think the only thing that Larry might be guilty of is bad timing. Larry requested a trade from the Cavaliers because he thought they were going to be rebuilding.
Right.
That didn't last long.
It was quick.
They got really good, really fast. After the, they were 22-50 in Larry's last year with the Cavaliers under J.B. Bickerstaff when he took over. And then he thought, you know, we're going to be building here. And the word is he requested a trade. Then the next year they went 44-38. Then the next year they went 51-31. Then they went 48-34, and then 64-18.
Yeah, so that
Larry Jr. is guilty of bad timing, nothing else.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a good NBA player. What I like about him coming back to the Cavaliers, A, it's a feel good story. That's nice. B, better here. I think he brings a skill set to the team, Andy, that it needs. And that it lacks.
I agree with everything you just said there, and I also think that he's kind of the right guy for the right time, at the right age, at the right price. These all kind of seem to be good, and obviously
a lot of rights right there.
Yeah. What's the impact you're looking for here? I mean, are you looking for a ton of points? Are you
looking for a rotational player?
And we need someone to come off the bench. The bench has got to get rebuilt.
That's all I'm looking for.
And that's what you just got. So
can Larry be in the top nine? Yep, he will be. So that's all you need. And if he can play what he's basically played since he left, 20 minutes a game. And since he left here, he's been with Portland, New Orleans, and Atlanta. If he can play his 20 minutes a game and he's been really productive in 20 minutes a game. You know, last year in Atlanta, 8.5 points, 4.3 rebounds in 20 minutes a game. That's really productive. And that's getting it done. And he can be he's the only problem with Larry, and it's not a drastic problem because he overcomes it. He's 6'8", maybe, might be 6'7", and he plays a big man position. Doesn't have the ball skills you know, to play out on the wing a whole lot. So he plays power forward and center as an undersized power forward and center. And he does a really good job of it. So I think his return to the Cavaliers is a really nice addition for the bench. And it's the type of move, Andy, as you insinuated, that they're going to have to make. They're going to have to find productive veterans who you're not going to have to pay a ton. And the word is that, you know, Larry's contract, I've seen veteran minimum thrown out there. Well, that's still a lot of money. And so he's coming home for at least
for now. 3.3 million or something like that. Or
yeah, you could make do on that, couldn't you?
I think I'd be all right. Yep, I could use that.
I think so, too.
I could definitely use that.
So good for Larry, good for the Cavaliers. I like it. You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's the kind of move that they needed to make. And, I mean, why not bring a friendly name back to Cleveland? Because, you know, the family's so loved, too. I mean, sometimes, I look at stuff from a marketing standpoint, too. And I don't think there's anything wrong from a marketing standpoint for having a hometown guy playing on his hometown team.
Then we have the situation with the guys who were leaving and could have left. And the Cavs chose to keep one but not the other, as Sam Merrill returns for about $9 million a year over 4 years. And Ty Jerome doesn't return, and he ended up getting $9 million a year for 3 years from the Memphis Grizzlies. Did they pick the right guy?
I guess we're going to find out real quick.
Well, what do you think?
I'm still confused on the second apron part of this, because again, everything we had heard about Ty Jerome was it was going to cost them $80 million. Is it not going to be? Don't you think they were going to get paid similar, whether they kept one or the other? Don't you think they would have been the same ballpark?
I would have assumed that Ty Jerome was going to get more money, and he didn't.
So doesn't that put them in the same ballpark financially? I don't know. This new second apron stuff is confusing, and to me, it just seems like it's a hindrance on teams, but it's also, there's a reason why it's there, so you don't go crazy over the cap, and if you do, you got to pay for it. I'm okay. The thing about Ty Jerome was he got hot. He was fun to watch. I thought he was extremely impactful at times, jumps off the page. I don't know, is Merrill just a little bit more consistent in what we're seeing and what he gives you on a night-to-night basis? That's, to me, I don't know if that's what it came down to or why they decided to make the decision, but it does feel like they had to pick one or the other, not both.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And had they re-signed both, they would have had extreme financial penalties onto their tax bill.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for the guy who could be more impactful, I think it's Ty Jerome. However, they picked up Lonzo Ball. And I think the minute they picked up Lonzo, it made Sam Merrill a little more appealing, because Lonzo can do what Ty Jerome did in theory and maybe a little bit more. As far as ball handling, anyway.
Yeah, it's almost like they – I was listening to the morning show. I don't know if it was Terry that was saying it or – I think it was Terry that was saying it this morning. It's almost just like they kind of made a trade – with all the guys that they've made moves with so far, right? Doesn't, you know, it's like they decided to trade Okoro and Jerome for Merrill and Ball. If you kind of look at it from that, it's just it's a perspective thing, trying to figure out how you're going to rebuild this roster. The difficult thing for me to kind of comprehend in this transitional phase for the Cavs is how much do they want to transition? Do you want to believe what you saw during the regular season? Does the front office want to see what they saw during the regular season? And now, as you move forward, like, are you going to mess with that? Or are you going to try to influence that? The only way I think this team's going to get better is if they have a better bench. I just don't know that the Garland factor is up there kind of making me wonder, you know, what they're thinking. And if they move forward with Garland, does that mean one thing? If they don't, well, what does that mean?
I checked with our buddy who does a great job of covering the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer, Chris Fedor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to double check and make sure what I thought was right. And Chris had the specifics. He said, had you brought back Ty Jerome on top of bringing back Sam Merrill, it would have cost the Cavaliers about $55 million in money added to the tax bill.
Okay.
So you brought back Merrill. If you wanted to bring back Jerome as well, tack on another $55 million in tax.
On top of?
On top of whatever else you got to pay. So, Chris, thank you for that information. And Chris is all over all that stuff. Now, Ty Jerome has said, you know, he went out on social media and thanked Cleveland for his year here. Cool. And he said, Cleveland this past year will always hold a special place in my heart. Although I was never presented with the option of returning, nor did last season end how I wanted it to, I'll never forget all that this year brought.
I just think the tax ramifications didn't allow the Cavaliers the opportunity to even say, but should the Cavs have said to him, we really want to bring you back. We cannot afford you. You're going to make more money on the open market.
Maybe they did.
You know, but you know, the way he made it sound like he never had the chance to come back.
Well, he said he was never presented with the option of returning. That means they didn't offer him a contract or didn't enter into contract negotiations. And unfortunately, I get that. They liked, apparently, the combination of Lonzo Ball and Sam Merrill better than the combination of Ty Jerome and Sam Merrill. I can't argue with that except for one thing, Andy, and what is that? Lonzo Ball's health.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, if Lonzo can play, well, then I think they've actually upgraded the roster. If Lonzo can't play, look out. Justin's in Cleveland. Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. You're good.
So I just feel like they had an intention to re-sign Ty Jerome at some point, but I think that Pacers series honestly just destroyed all his chances. The fact that he was just being abused offensively from all the Pacers guards, I think that killed his chances of re-signing with the Cavaliers. What do you guys think?
Justin, I think that there's some validity to what you just brought up. You know, when he didn't play, didn't start, you know, didn't play, and then came in late in one of the playoff games, I think it was telling that they didn't play him, even for an extended period of time.
Until they needed to in the fourth quarter in the one game. Yeah.
And look,
maybe they just thought Indiana was a bad matchup for him, too. I mean, there's another, I don't know. There were at points that he just looked wild. And is that a good word? But especially with turnovers. And it didn't look right. And I felt like guys were going into panic mode. Everyone was trying to put the team on their back. And that was one of the reasons why they just couldn't survive in that series. They never really had that confidence that they had during the regular season. How many times did we watch him go out there, Jerome in particular, during the regular season and be like, my God, where's this guy been? This is awesome. I love watching this. And then, I don't know, maybe the pressure kept it coal and not diamonds during the playoffs.
Do you possibly see it as the Cavs saying, we created Ty Jerome more than the talent of Ty Jerome? Like our system, what was best for Ty Jerome? And we could find someone else who could fit that role inside of the system. Do you see it that way?
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing to keep in mind, it's the NBA. What's the NBA based around? High-level players and then a supporting cast. And Ty was in the supporting cast. Ty is not the high-level player that you're going to build your team around. And they think they've supplemented the supporting cast with Lonzo Ball. And by keeping Sam Merrill, and now by bringing in Larry Nance Jr. with DeAndre Hunter or Max Strus coming off the bench, that's a decent rotation. I still think they need to find a big guy, and not that Larry is not can play inside, but Larry at 6'7", 6'8", I would still like to see them sign another player, 6'10" and bigger. I'd prefer him to be about 6'11", 7 foot tall, with some ability to come in and play 10, 15 minutes a game. Just supporting the guys inside. We'll see. Pat Chun is the athletic director for the Washington Huskies. Pat from Strongsville. Pat and his school, along with other schools, going to be cutting checks for student athletes. How's that going to work? Pat will have some insight for us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
I've never felt like this before.
It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still trying to figure out how all these things that we've gone through when it comes to NIL and now the schools can do direct pay. It is a changing world of college athletics. And on Baskin and Phelps, we like to keep you up to speed. And we talk about new revenue sharing as well. So we figured, well, let's turn to somebody who's from Cleveland that gets it, that understands it, that went to school right here in Northeast Ohio, not only in at Ohio State University, but at Strongsville as well, Strongsville High School. And now he calls himself the athletic director, or they call him the athletic director at the University of Washington.
Yeah, because if he just calls himself that and doesn't have the gig, that could be problematic.
That would be really interesting to hear. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Pat Chun. Pat, how are you?
There you go. Excellent. Quick edit. Holy Name High School grad. Proud Holy Name High School grad.
You did got, I say strong, from Strongsville?
Yeah,
did I say
you, yeah. You got loyal Holy Name listeners that you may have offended. So
I apologize. Are you in the Hall of Fame there yet? If you're not, you should be after this phone call.
My athletic career is not worthy of such things. So just because my athletics is in my title doesn't mean I'm athletic. You know that. You know me too well, Andy.
Way too well. All right. So let me we've got this new NCAA revenue sharing as we go on this, but really the reason we put you on the air is, man, we need tickets for Ohio State Washington. Can you help us out?
It'll be sold out, but it'll be a pretty special night here in Seattle, because if you haven't been out here from the state of Ohio with the sailgating that happens, it'll be a perfect, you know, theoretically a perfect September fall evening or early afternoon here in Seattle. It'll be quite the scene. And anytime you have the defending, there'll be our back-to-back years of having the defending national champs here in Seattle. We beat that team up north last year, and then we got the Buckeyes in this year.
I love the fact that you still say that. Do you butterflies about that a little bit?
No, I haven't been there in so long. Other than a couple of the assistant coaches that were players when I worked there. I keep in touch with those guys, but you know, at the end of the day, I need UW to keep winning. We're building. Jed Fish is in his second year as our head coach. We love the direction we're headed, but obviously going through the Big Ten is a gauntlet, to say the least.
I want to get into this revenue stuff, but we're into this now a little bit. With Washington and UCLA and USC coming and Oregon coming over to the Big Ten, just how's that transition been, and what's it like for the fan base? It seems odd for me to see having Seattle embrace being in the Big Ten, but yet that's the reality.
Well, I would say two things. One, from a personal level, it feels normal to see all these brands having grown up in Cleveland, having gone to Ohio State. It feels normal to see these brands. I would say the surprise for me, or I guess I shouldn't be in hindsight, is to see all the alums that live in Seattle for most of the Big Ten schools. Really a byproduct of just how good the institutions are. And with Microsoft, Amazon, Costco, Starbucks, all the businesses in town, we had Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, Purdue. We just got so many alums of so many different Big Ten schools in town. So great if you're trying to sell tickets, not so great if you're trying to have a home court advantage or home field advantage. But our community has embraced it. Is it natural in college sports? I'm not going to sit here and try to debate that, but it's where the world's at today. And, the Big Ten is at the pinnacle of college sports, and we at the University of Washington want to be where the pinnacle's at.
Pat, Jeff Phelps here. Good to talk to you. I'm slightly confused, and I hope you can help with this. So schools are now allowed to pay players as has been ruled and everything else. And there's $20 million is the pool money that we keep hearing about. Is this completely separate from NIL?
Yes, it is completely separate from NIL. Okay. So I would say the basis to start is, I always tell people, you got to start that college athletics is broken. And the old environment that we were in was essentially fraudulent pay for play. So, and where we would have third parties come in and dictate, dictate who the players you'd sign and who they pay. So it'd be no different than if the Cavs need to make a decision on Evan Mobley, but it had to go to a collective to go say, all right, this is what we're willing to pay. We think this is what the Lakers are going to pay, so we're going to have to double because there's no transparency. So the environment that existed on June 30th just was not sustainable. What happened with this settlement, this house settlement that basically got approved in a federal court in Northern California, it allows us to now share money directly with our student athletes. Most of the schools in the Power Four will share, a high percentage of it will go to football because that's where most of the TV dollars are derived from. But it's really where the world is at. All the dollars in the system, primarily driven by what TV brings in, is what has necessitated this. We've been too slow to change in college athletics. So that's why all these things kind of just, popped or burst at the same time. What NIL is now, part of the settlement is we'll have a clearinghouse that'll basically assess what real NIL is, real endorsement opportunities are, and that won't count against the cap, and we will have a salary cap. So it's really, I've said this before, this is probably the second most historical moment in college sports history, the first being Title IX, and this is the second one because now we can share money directly with our athletes. It's where we're at. We're still going to get sued, but at least this is a reset, and hopefully we have rules again in college sports.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. So where do we, how do you police that, and how do you get back to having rules so it's not the wild, wild west?
So that's the, so the defendant conferences, which are essentially the four power five, four leagues left, are basically have built a new entity as a part of the settlement. So the settlement allows us to have anti-circumvention of the salary cap rules. We're also allowed to have a new governance model, new enforcement, new rules in and around having a salary cap. That enforcement model is the enforcement is going to be housed in this new entity. Brian Seeley has just been named the CEO. He's a former, a former VP in Major League Baseball. I was actually with the Mariners owner a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately I watched my Guardians get swept here in Seattle, but he spoke very highly of Brian Seeley and his role with Major League Baseball in terms of enforcement and in terms of investigation. So we're all agreeing. We've all agreed to the terms of the settlement. All the Power Four schools, we're all agreeing to basically all the new set of rules. But you know how our industry is. Not everybody wants to follow rules, but. The hope or the belief or my belief is that, this will be a quicker, more efficient enforcement process. And as individuals choose to not to follow the rules, hopefully there's accountability right away.
Pat, I thought it was interesting reading the NBC Sports article that, originally when this stuff all started going down, I'm like, the rich are just going to get richer. And I don't know what's going to happen to some of these other schools that have been, traditionally competitive at the division, especially at the Division I level, to stay competitive without going bankrupt. And I thought it was interesting in the article in NBC Sports that you're quoted in that it sounds to me like this new model makes it so that, look, if you don't have the $20 million to spend, it's not like going to be the end of your athletics.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than where we're coming from. I will just say that my belief, because real NIL doesn't count against the cap, it really allows for more creativity for our student athletes. And Cleveland's a pro town. The backup left tackle for the Browns doesn't have a local car dealer endorsement opportunity. Mm. What we were doing in college athletics is we have this fraud NIL where everyone's getting money for their name, image, and likeness, but no real work essentially was happening. So, and anytime there's fraud or anytime that we're still in the business of education and we're just setting our, we're just setting ourselves up for even greater failures by what our old system is. Going forward, we have to make this new environment work, but at least, I honestly don't believe, I think there's less than 10 schools in college sports that can operate without a cap. I think those schools are primarily funded by donors that come from oil and gas regions of the country, or have a big swoosh tied to one of their alums.
Okay.
But the most of the rest of us, it's problematic to try in a capitalist environment. And the reality is that's why all the pro sports have a cap. If Patrick Mahomes if there was ever a true free market for Patrick Mahomes, what would he command? He would get 4 or 5 times what his current salary is now, because his value is, what would the Browns pay for Patrick Mahomes if there were no rules or regulations?
And Pat, you just took me to where I was going to ask you something about the pool of $20 million or whatever it's going to end up actually being. Are there guidelines on how that should be distributed? Do you think it will be going, split among a lot of athletes? Title IX, I wonder if that comes into play. Or could a school go out and say, boy, we really want that quarterback here. Let's give him $15 million a year to come here and be an employee of our school and play quarterback. Could it all go to one or two guys?
Yeah, so that's where cap strategy has to come into play, and that's where people are going to have to really, really use, really lean on what's been done in the pros and who's done it effectively. Like here in Seattle, we've been fortunate because, I've been able to, our team has been able to spend time with the Mariners, the Seahawks, the Kraken, and they've given us a lot of advice on how to kind of build infrastructure, what we need to be thinking about as we're forecasting where money's going to go. But those are all local decisions, all campus decisions that schools are going to have to make. I think you're going to see more of a shift, we're shifting more into a more professionalized sports model in college sports. That's not a bad word anymore, because we're compensating our athletes directly. But it's the belief is, and you guys know because Cleveland's a pro town. It's you know, how, you know, the, you know, Kobe Altman's done an extraordinary job drafting. The Guardians are getting criticized for what they aren't willing to spend in free agency, and the Browns can't get one position right. And it's all, you know, and it's all three teams that are all trying to win their championships in their respective sports. And you're going to see that in the college level is, hey, the teams that figure this thing out the best and probably operate the best out of their values. It hurts me when I say this to our team here at UW that we have to be like the Steelers. Like, be so convicted in who we are that it even impacts, you know, three coaches in what, 50, 60 years. I mean, that's really where the pinnacle of what you want to be at. But if it were easy, everyone would do it, or everyone could do it. And, you know, unfortunately for us Browns, suffering Browns fans, we get to watch the Steelers have a bad year and make the playoffs, and the Browns still try to figure out that one position.
Pat, just a general AD kind of a question here, because, you know, you look at that transfer portal and, how do you think that's changed the dream of high school kids being able to play college sports, and especially at D1 where you are? That pipeline seems very, very slim right now.
I don't think there's a worse time to be a high school senior than right now. I think what we've done to high school sports, and, you know, we're all from Cleveland. We all recognize how important high school sports in our hometown is, and what we've done, what we've done, because at this level, at the highest level of college sports, it's no secret. You win with older players. Mm-hmm. You have a better chance of winning with 22-year-olds than you have 18-year-olds. And that's where the portal has really changed, you know, what recruiting has done, because the shortcut is now you have data on 1, 2, or 3 years. You basically have free agency every year with no rules. You could just outbid somebody and go get that young person on your campus. My hope is, you know, that's probably the last piece of it. We got to fix the portal piece of this. It's not healthy to have this revolving door in college sports. We need a calendar to operate specifically football. You know, for lack of a better term, we need a league year. I don't know if we're going to be able to get there in college sports. Unfortunately for me, I sit on a committee that's trying to work on that right now, and we'll see where that ends up. But fixing that portal piece is critical, because part of this settlement is there's an academic piece where you have to make progress towards your degree. There's also a reality too, is you pick the team. You have to be able to, like, the teams that typically win in the pro ranks are the ones that draft and develop better. And high school sport and college sports historically has been that way. You know, look at the last four teams to play in the national championship game: Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan, and Washington. Those four teams were primarily built through recruiting and development, and then sprinkled in some talent in the portal. And that's how both and got old together. That's still the way to do it. And part of it is we got to fix the portal to do it. But it is an awful time. If you want to play at the highest levels, it's a really, really hard time if you're a high school senior right now.
What advice do you give to them? Do you say, like, what are you telling your coaches to tell these? You probably have some high level high school kids that would have been able to play at UW before, but now they just, there's no way, and they're not going to see the field for 2 or 3 years. So what do the coaches say to them? You
know? So we're on quarters still. So we just had our graduation a couple years ago, mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago. And we had a couple guys come back which is great, to get their diplomas, and we honored them, and they had transferred out to other schools. If this was 3, 4 years ago, the coach would lose their mind saying, why are we letting him come back to get his degree and celebrate him? And in 2025, it's not a big deal. It's the way the environment is. So, you know, if coaches are smart, and we talk about it at Washington, is you never close the door. You don't take it personally when a kid goes pick somewhere else, because the way the environment is relationships matter. So I would tell a young person, a high school recruit specifically, all relationships matter. Don't burn any bridges, and just keep working hard. And the hard part too now is like, we teach a lot of things in college sports, but we don't teach commitment, because of the way the revolving door is. And how do you get these young people to just keep working on their craft and trying to figure out how to get better in all phases of life? You know, in the old days, a coach would kind of would be a key figure in that. But in today's day and age, it's like, you know, people want to know what the dollar amount is more than they want to know what our student athlete support services are. But I mean, that's just reality of college sports in 2025.
Pat Chun joining us, the athletic director at the University of Washington and a Northeast Ohio native. Pat, the dollars are nuts. The NIL to me is nuts. Paying players is nuts. I mean, these guys are going to get W-2s. Is all this sustainable?
No, I mean, we're going to keep the, you know, the velocity of change is just going to continue to just be you know, unpredictable. Lawsuits are going to continue to, we'll challenge this settlement. We do need help from Congress. That is really the next step for college athletics. There has been asks made over the years, but nothing has come to fruition. If we don't get some type of minimal antitrust protection where we can really enforce our own rules again, really ensure that student athletes are students first and athletes second. If that doesn't happen, then we'll be, you know, then we'll probably be in some employment model. And that's challenging because you have 50 different states with 50 different employment laws. You know, the state of Washington is very different than the state of Ohio and very different than the state of Texas and the state of Florida relative to employment laws. And, you know, if you thought things were Wild West with NIL and states changing their laws because of NIL, you know, if we get to employment, it's going to be, you know, I can't even imagine how chaotic it'll be.
All right, Pat, just we totally appreciate you. I was going to ask you just one more question. And just, you know, if you reflect back on your days of working at Ohio State and being a student at Ohio State as well, and I think about the relationship that you built with the Indians at the time to create the scholarship fund in Jimmy Warfield's name.
Jimmy Warfield, yeah.
Yeah, I think about that as like that beginning stepping stone for your career. I don't just kind of reflect back on what, you know, being from Cleveland means to you and obviously going to Ohio State.
Well, being from Cleveland means you just grew up with this great love of sports. And I joke around, you know, when you grew up in the 80s, you know, prior to the Indians being good in the 90s, you never really experienced winning. You just love sports because all of us grew up, you know, it's why you still, you know, I'm guessing you still coach hockey, Andy, because you just love sports and you love the impact that has on youth. So it's just a different environment what Cleveland does because of the love of your own community, the love of sport. And then, you know, I'm very public about my 15 years working at Ohio State. Changed my life forever. It's all the great coaches and administrators and student athletes that were there that are friends to this day. You know, you and I were in Columbus at a pretty unique time where, you know, where John Cooper, you know, I would tell you, you do a little flashback in time of all the people that and where they're at in sports right now, whether they're coaching in the NFL, coaching in the college ranks, in the college football, pro football Hall of Fame, you know, to be in Columbus during that time is pretty wild place, and to have all those people impact me and affect me was I tell everyone I'm just a middle class kid from Strongsville, Ohio, that went to Hollandium High School, and really the difference in my life were the people that I was fortunate to surround myself at Ohio State.
Pat, as always, you know we love talking to you. I hope I didn't get your phone line going too bad for tickets for people that want to fly out to Seattle. So,
hey, can I say hi to two of your loyal listeners,
Kevin and
Tommy Yonko in North Olmsted? They're listening, so say hi to my buddies Tommy and Kevin.
All right, you got it. And we'll shout out Holy Name for you, too. How's that sound?
Okay.
If you're not in the Hall of Fame, you should be there by now. I'm going to make some
campaign.
I'll make some phone calls that will get you nowhere. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Tell the family who said hi. See
you,
Andy.
You got it. Talk to you. Take care. Pat Chun, the athletic director at the University of Washington, and just dropping all kinds of knowledge on us and the reality of what college athletics is from a financial standpoint. He was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin, and we just talked to a longtime buddy of Andy's, Pat Chun, who is the athletic director at the University of Washington in beautiful Seattle, Washington.
It's gorgeous.
And
gorgeous place. And so was Washington State, where he was before. I mean, heading out there, especially when you go towards Spokane, I mean, it's weird because Washington State and Washington are, you know how we talk about Ohio being separated? Like Cincinnati seems different than Cleveland.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same way there, too. I mean, it's politically, all kinds of stuff. It's just, it's weird how the state of Washington kind of right down the middle.
Well, if you were looking for straight answers from an athletic director, I would think you'd be hard pressed to find them. Instead, we found them because Pat was just very forthcoming and very honest about what it is they are having to deal with now in college athletics. And a couple of things that he cleared up for me, all that money that they're going to be able to pay and have to pay to student athletes is different from NIL. Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I assumed that.
Yeah.
But think about it. So now you're going to have NIL deals still.
Right.
And you're going to have paid by the university deals. We could have some of these kids just making unbelievable amounts of money to be college athletes. And that's, I guess, good for them. I also thought it was interesting, and I asked Pat, is this sustainable? And he said, no. So these are the rules for now, and then they're going to have to figure it out. And I said, my third kid is finishing up college. He's got one more year to go.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for college isn't cheap. Mm-mm. For parents, students, anybody. And I just see this aspect of it, and I know they're producing revenue, in with football and with men's basketball. But I just think this is insane. And I don't know that it's, it's never going back to what it was, but I wonder where it's going.
The interesting part for me, and Dan, I'm curious if you kind of caught this too, was his whole notion of what NIL really is. Like, they really need to divide or define the rules of NIL to the next level.
Wait, are there any rules now? It doesn't
zero. When he made the point about, whether the second or third string left tackle of the Browns would have an NIL deal, think about it.
Yeah, the answer was no.
The answer is no. I mean, especially if it's a free agent. Now, maybe if it's a first-round draft pick at some point, you would think, okay, well, maybe that's true. But, and his notion that, the third or fourth or fifth string, left tackle in college has an NIL deal when they're not really actually doing any kind of NIL. That's the that's his, you know, the mythical part of NIL that I think shocked a lot of us when it came out. Because, Jeff, I don't know if you remember when we first started talking about NIL, you're like, well, who's going to pay for this? And because you had what
did,
we
did
thought.
Did I do it with that whiny voice?
Yeah, you were even worse.
Dan, did I? And was you would it say, that whiny?
Well, the one thing about this is I don't understand well, how.
It was a little bit more of, hold on, let me do it because the other impression you got mad at. So now I have to do it this way.
Okay.
I don't know if the local donut shop is going to pay for some kid to come and talk to him.
There you go.
I don't smoke three packs a day.
Yet.
NIL might get me to smoke. I don't know.
No, but I think what you were thinking in the beginning is what I think we all thought NIL was going to be. I didn't think that, you know, does anyone think
it seemed like a nice way for a college kid to go make some money from the donut shop?
Yeah,
that's what we thought. Yeah. Is, hey, you're going to sign. You had that thought. It was like the car dealership's going to have the quarterback in and everybody's going to sign up and he's going to sign autographs of footballs and pictures and whatever else and get $2,000 to $5,000 for doing it.
Hi, I'm Tom the Kicker, and today I'm putting through the uprights.
I'll be at the mall. You can come out and get a signed picture.
And although not the a mall boatload, doesn't
they're going to give me $800.
Yeah.
And not a boatload of oil barons going, you know, it'd be really fun if Texas was good at football.
How about
let's get a bunch of people together. We'll throw some money at this. We'll call it name, image, and likeness that we're paying for. And it turns out we just want to have the best players.
I just don't know how they're going to put that back in the box. Like, there are plenty of players right now that are the fifth and sixth string tight end, and they're getting NIL money, or they're getting a car dealer, they're getting this, but they're not really, what are they doing? Saying so maybe they just come out every once in a while and do autograph signings at a
mall.
At the shop for the car or something like that. So
in front of the oil tanker.
In front of the oil tanker.
I just think
we're just in a really weird spot. Insane. You know.
And when I asked Pat, so how does this money get dispersed? And see, can't you see some school? You know, I didn't want to get specific with Pat because, you know, I don't know if he could get in trouble for it or not. So I kept it generic. And I think I mentioned this on the show weeks ago. What if, let's say Nebraska. What if Nebraska has a huge booster who's just filthy rich, has nothing better to do with his or her money, and they said, you know what? I always thought Peyton Manning was fun, and that nephew of his seems pretty good. Here's $20 million. Go ahead and sign him. You know, and they make a donation to the athletic department or whatever, and then they can take all their money from the payment of, you know, to pay the athletes, and they can buy Arch Manning for $18 million for a year. Is that possible? It sounds like it, doesn't it?
So this is what I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Why? But for Arch Manning, though, I just want to make sure I'm on the same page for this conversation. You don't need the $20 million to pay Arch Manning. They don't need to take that out of the payment fund. Arch Manning could get $20 million in NIL and have it be legit. Just be,
here's a $20 million check
except,
for him.
Yeah. Except guess what?
Come play for Nebraska.
Except guess
Dylan
what?
Dylan Rayl is really good, and they probably shouldn't do that, but that's not the point.
How about 20 from NIL and 19 from the payment plan? All of a sudden, he's making $39 million to come to Nebraska.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. You take the money.
Who says they're not going to do that?
Well, why wouldn't you just take the $20 million from NIL and then forget about the contract employee stuff?
There's no salary cap. What if you double up?
But the $20 million is your salary cap. So basically what you're going is, all right, volleyball is pointless.
Yep.
Baseball is a waste of time.
Yep.
And I've got you no receivers.
Basketball, we may as well just shut the arena down.
And Arch, by the way, you're not going to have any receivers.
Oh, right. You don't think?
Well, now you got to go back to NIL on that point, but there are going to be some guys that aren't going to be able to get the same kind of NIL.
Or
that's
if
why
you're a college receiver and you want to play in the NFL, what better way than to play for a phenomenal quarterback who can get you the ball and let you show your skills?
But why would you want to put your money on hold when you could get money somewhere else and someone else could give you the opportunity?
Why can't Nussberger do that down in LSU?
Exactly right.
And then I could get more name, image, and likeness money anyway.
And guess what? This entire conversation, as confusing as it sounds, is exactly what they're going to have to deal with. All of this confusion. You throw out one scenario, there's something else, and then there's this, and then there's that, and that's what they're going to have to deal with.
And as Pat said, which I don't know where we're in, a lot of people, well, there's more lawsuits coming.
Yep.
Right? Just let's get real. Let's be real about this.
Yep. Ryan Mitchell is the play-by-play man for the Guardians AAA team in Columbus. Ryan's been with us before. He's had great information. I hope he can tell us somebody's hitting about 900 and ready to come up right now and help this offense. Ryan Mitchell next, right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.